This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham.
Well, thank you, Charles, for that kind introduction. How many out there are confused or get deceived every now and then? Well, today the topic of our program is some of the deceptions we think about, and really what I want people to think about is, are you being deceived? Charles, I think this is going to be a great topic to talk about.
It certainly is, and boy, we are. We are being deceived, and your book brings out a lot of them. We want to go over them item by item, but first I want to ask you, Dr. Markham, in this overregulated, overprotected, everything has a law attached to its society, how do these deceptions get through?
Well, they didn't happen overnight, let me tell you that. Yeah. They've been happening for years and years and years, and people have accepted them, and they've become a part of our culture and fabric. My little girl, Kelly, asked a very good question last night. She asked me, she said, "Daddy, how do you know what is true?" Well, you know, you have to understand what is true in order to recognize
That's
a
true.
Deception.
That's true.
So how does anyone know what is true? So, you know, one of the answer I sort of threw out there is, you know, in order to understand true, you have to have some faith in something, that something is true. And you look at all the things that you can have faith in. You know, do you have faith in the government? Do you have a faith in your doctor? Do you have faith in the, you know, your church, your denomination, what they're teaching you in medical literature, what they taught me in medical school, what they taught you back when you went to school? How do you know what, even the textbooks, you have to question, are they really true?
Yes.
But, you know, there's an amount of faith that comes into accepting truth, and you have to believe something. And when I was faced with this, I went to the book More Than a Carpenter by Josh McDowell, where he proved scientifically, archaeologically, that the Bible was true. And there's a step out in faith. And as I started studying the Bible, I realized that the Bible was my source of truth. And soon, not only the Bible became the way to live a life, but it also became a way to practice medicine. It became my medical textbook, too. Tested everything by the Bible. Is there some faith involved in the Bible? There is some faith, but you know what? The Bible pretty much proves itself true.
It does. Yes,
you know,
it does.
The archaeologically, you look at all these prophecies years and years. So I told my daughter that, you know, you have to have faith in something. Let me point you to the Bible and see if you think that that is consistent with truth. That will be your base
for
truth.
Your standard,
and anything that contradicts that can be considered a deception. And those deceptions can be subtle. Those deceptions can happen over so many years that our culture establishes them as the way we live. And as we look at this and use the Bible as our guide for the basis of truth, we start studying that, then we think things that don't agree with that, then we say, boy, we have a deception here. There's lots of deceptions out there and you're dealing with our healthcare world. There's lots of deceptions about the nature of God and who God really is. And the evil one and his agents are constantly trying to deceive us and to get us to incorporate deceptions as truth.
Let's give an example of what we've been talking about in previous shows. We went through the days of creation, and you mentioned that the day-night cycle, how important it is that God, it is so important that God created the day-night cycle. In other words, that's important to us. Yet we are thinking that it's not so important. We can go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, get up at 6, and we think everything's okay. We are being deceived by people who says, you know, if you can't sleep, here's a sleeping pill. If you can't stay awake, here's a stimulant. We're being deceived to think that that's okay to do when it's not.
Right. Health-wise, it's not how we were designed
to do
it. Based on creation, we weren't designed to do. But we accept it because we have to work hard. We have to watch TV. We have to text. We have to stay on the internet. We have to call our friends. This is when we eat our big meal. And all of this is deceptions that creeped in till we accept it as the norm.
Yep. And anything that supports that lifestyle is a deception.
Exactly.
Okay.
And as it gets layer upon layer, and some people can't even see that wasn't the way things should be.
Yeah.
But if you look at the Bible, The biblical principle given us to creation, we were supposed to rest at night. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have a weekly rest. Mm-hmm. As we've been deceived against this also pulls us away from the worship of the Creator.
Yeah.
And that's the whole plan. The world wants us to think that we are gods. We can write truth. The old theory of pantheism, we are God. We can have all this. We are not God. Mm-hmm. Back in the Garden of Eden, Satan said, Eve, you can be God. Yeah, you can be like God. No, we can't be God. Mm-hmm. God is God. We can't understand him. We need a savior. And as the world has moved us away from this, thinking that we have all the power, all the answers, we have truth, we've destroyed our bodies. And the evidence that this is a deception is all around it in the world we live.
Absolutely. That very first deception that the devil did when he was confronting Eve and says, you don't have to do all these things. And Eve said, no, God said I should do this. And the devil right there said, you will not die. You can do all the things you want. And God's words where he says, if you do this, you'll die. That's not true. So the deception began there. Let's find out some other deceptions. Now, this is going to surprise some people as we go through this list right here. And this is from your book, The Heart of Health, Avoiding Deception, which is a good title for this program right here. Deception number one. Now, let's look at this from a biblical perspective. Deception number one, caffeine makes you think better. Now, that's everybody believes that. Let me get my cup of coffee, and if I have my cup of coffee in me, I can work better, I can think better. Let's do this thing now. That's a deception.
It is a deception, and scientifically we know it. But we're not going to talk much about it because it takes marketing dollars away from the people that sell caffeinated beverages. It takes money out of doctors' offices and pockets who treats sleep-related and caffeine-related problems.
Yes.
I had a guy that drank a pot of coffee. He came in the office a couple weeks ago with palpitations. A lot of people said, well, here, let me put you on a medicine to settle down your palpitations. But I explored the different stresses in his life. I said, you drink two pots of coffee a day? and I said, that's way too much. And you know what? He cut it down. He replaced it with water. He came back to me last week. No palpitations, are all gone.
Really?
Caffeine is a stimulant. Yeah. Caffeine stimulates the part of the brain that's it is the stress reacting part of the brain. Caffeine also constricts blood vessels, which when you don't have blood vessels constricted, you don't get as much oxygen to your brain, so you can't think as well.
That's true.
So it stimulates your heart to go faster. It stimulates your blood pressure to go up. It makes you not rest well at night, so you don't get sleep and the healing that you need from, rest.
Yeah.
So there's four or five physiological things that caffeine does that's bad for you. Mm. And yet 90% of the people take it every day. It's in almost everything we eat, almost lots of things we drink. It just pervades our society. And it's just so subtle that most people don't even know that this is going on. And this is just the start of all these things. We know about caffeine. How about all these other chemicals that we don't know about or we're just finding out about, thanks to the internet, which has given us the ability to move information to millions and millions very quickly.
Isn't there anyone out there watching out for us, Dr. Markham? Isn't there any organization that we can send money to that is going to be a watchdog for us?
Well,
I can think of one.
There are many out there. There are many good organizations. I like to think HeartWise is one of those.
Absolutely.
I like to think the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is one that's a watchdog. Mm-hmm. There are many great doctors out there that are leading the charge in talking about these things. But the real watchdog out there, and it's been since the beginning of the time, is this gift of truth that we've been given, that God has said, listen, I'm not going to leave you without anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a textbook. So with me leading you, you can sort through these deceptions and you can figure out what truth is and what truth isn't. And you can live your life without having all these deceptions. And I will gradually show you things that you need to know.
Now, let's get this in before our break.
Okay.
Daylight savings time is a deception? Explain yourself, Dr. Markham.
You know, why in the world did they come up with daylight savings time is beyond me. But when you change a person's circadian rhythm, when they have to get up an hour earlier or an hour late, that puts stress on the body.
Really?
And I don't know if you've noticed that every time you switch the clocks around, it messes you up for a few days.
It takes me days.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
and that
goodness.
Mess up in time makes adrenaline and cortisol cortisol level goes up.
Wow.
It changes your sleep pattern and your rhythm that your body is used to, and that puts stress on the body, raises a chance of having all sorts of health problems when they switch to these times.
I understand that your office gets kind of busy around those times.
Yes.
Cardiologist's office.
The most heart problems we have is that time of the day. And also, you know, we see that in people that change time zones.
Yes.
When they change time zones, they have a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So it's not good to mess up our biological rhythms. And yet this is something we do every single year.
Mm. Well, we're talking to Dr. James Markham here about the deceptions that are in the world, and all of us are facing them, every single solitary one of us. When we come back, Dr. Markham, I want to talk to you about something that is going to just floor some people. The whole concept of sugar. What is going on with sugar? Are we being deceived really sweetly by an entire industry? We'll find out on our return, so stay tuned.
Did you know that 70% of Americans are overweight, and that being overweight causes many health-related problems, including sleep apnea, damage to the heart, high blood pressure, diabetes, joint pains, and the list seems to go on and on and on. There are many weight management programs out there. Many require fad diets and different types of diet pills. But we at HeartWise have developed a new program that we'd like you to think about. That's called Weight Management by the Book. And the book is the Bible. We use biblical technology, biblical techniques to help you lose and manage weight in a proven healthy manner. If you're interested in this program, go to our website, heartwiseministries.org, to learn more about this innovative program, Weight Management by the Book.
I'd like to take a moment to invite you to visit the HeartWise Ministries team on the internet. Stop by heartwiseministries.org and discover for yourself that optimum health is not the result of favorable genes or the right combination of pharmaceuticals. No, optimum health is the result of making the right choices each and every moment of each and every day. If you're like me, you're probably a little confused about what the media and marketing moguls are feeding us. There are a lot of potions, pills, and promises out there. Some work, some don't, and some are downright dangerous. Whom do you believe? Whom do you trust? Board-certified cardiologist Dr. James Markham, founder-director of HeartWise Ministries, says there is a source of information that can be trusted and followed. That's the Bible, God's owner's manual, as he calls it, for us all. The information you find on heartwiseministries.org is information backed by biblical truth. It can be trusted because God can be trusted. So stop by, won't you? That's heartwiseministries.org.
I'm Dr. James Markham, and I talk to patients every day who want to know the truth in healthcare. On our website, heartwiseministries.org, you can have your questions answered. You can read my blog where I talk about interesting and controversial subjects in medicine. You might choose to go to the radio or television sections and learn more about all sorts of health topics. Take the time and go to heartwiseministries.org.
Dr. Markham, no one likes to be lied to. I hear kids sometimes in the playground, "You lied to me," and that's a very upsetting thing to happen, as I'm sure it is to adults too. But we are being lied to on all kinds of levels when it comes to our health. We are being told that being fat is normal. We're being told that if you have to have a stimulant to get you through the day, there's coffee. If you can't sleep at night, take a pill. These are deceptions that are altering what we consider to be normal. One of the great normals, and if you look in your ingredients list of most of the foods you buy in the store, you're going to find an awful lot of sugar. Now, tell us about sugar, Dr. Markham. How are we being deceived so sweetly?
Well, you know, back we've talked in previous programs about how originally we were designed to eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains.
Lots of sweetness in there.
A plant-based diet, right? We really weren't designed to have packaged foods, pre-sweetened foods, and the list goes on and on. But one of the deceptions is out there, and you look at all of our packaged foods. If you look at the ingredients of most things, one of the carbohydrates that it has there is one called high fructose corn syrup. It's in almost every ingredient that we have. And it's a problem on numerous levels. Not only is it tons of sugar, which raises our blood sugar, but it does it very quickly. Our body wasn't made for these spikes in blood sugar. Mm-hmm. Also, large amounts of high fructose corn syrup can turn on different genes in our body that are bad for us. It stimulates us to be hungry. So just this fact that we get so much calories from high fructose corn syrup now, that is a deception that that's the only type of carbohydrate we need to have. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's probably one of the worst sources of carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So as we eat things that we weren't designed to eat, our body doesn't know how to handle it. It puts stress on the body. The body sees this big sugar spike, and it makes a lot of insulin. All this insulin and the insulin receptors aren't designed to handle sugar the way God made us to handle sugar, and it puts stress on our bodies, and cortisol is made, and sooner or later, all this high fructose corn syrup gets stored into fat, and then all these glucose receptors are messed up, and we get diabetes, and these high levels of glucose damage our bloodstream and our different organs. Organ systems, and it's a shame because it's in almost everything because it's something that manufacturers can make cheaply and expensively.
That's right.
They can put it in everything, the drinks, the cereals, almost everything we can. So if we were going to get back to God's plan and get away from this deception that this is what we have to have, we would get based in the natural sweeteners like honey, fruits that sweet good, or better yet, why do we even have to have all this sweet stuff? Which in some brains, sweets, high fructose corn syrup, has shown to actually cause addictions.
Wow.
We can get addicted to this type of sugar rush in our bodies.
Yes.
So we have a hard time withdrawing from it. So this is a deception that this is the best thing for us, and this is something we have to accept. But I tell people, let's challenge the status quo. And these are just the things we're now learning about in modern medicine. Mm-hmm. How many of the things that are out there that we accept as true? We're seeing the genetically modified plants. We're seeing these yellow color dye. All these other new chemicals that we introduce in ourselves that weren't given to us back at the original plan, you have to think if God didn't give them to us at the beginning, they're probably harming our bodies.
That's true. We can look at what God had in mind and what we have here, and if there's a big difference between those two things, watch out.
Yes.
Okay.
Another deception.
All right. Our next deception here is... We in America, we like big.
Yeah.
We want big cars. We want big houses. We want big airplanes. Should we eat big meals?
No. And you know what? How many advertisements have you heard that the bigger the better?
Yeah.
Supersize me. Or for an extra 20 cents.
Well, it works.
You can get the bigger.
We're getting the supersized.
You can get the bigger portions.
Yeah.
And how many people go to these buffet lines, I seen one guy the other day, he kept going and going and going, and he was almost proud that he could eat so much food.
Yes.
But we've got that mindset that the bigger, the better, but it's really not that way at all as far as food goes. In fact, we found out through aging studies that the less you eat, the better you are.
Hmm.
And people that are, go a little bit on the hungry side actually live longer than people that don't take in too many calories.
Right.
Again, too many calories, the bigger the meals, put stress on our bodies. Mm-hmm. We have to handle that food. We don't know what to do with it. It stores it as fat. It puts enormous stress on our digestion, our hearts. Our brain's even damaged when we make it the bigger, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't only start there, Charles. How about, you look at anyone's life. How many people out there are trying to always have something bigger and better?
Yeah.
I want a bigger car. Yeah. I want a bigger house. I want a bigger this. We're never satisfied with what God gives us. The only thing that I can think of supersizing that's good is let's have a supersized relationship with God. That's about the only thing
that's
bigger, the better.
Yeah.
But we got into this mindset that we have to live this way. And as we've lived this way, it's created a host of other problems for us. And it's very, very hard to break this cycle. And that's why in modern medicine, I tell people, it's not so much what we do, It's why do we do it?
Interesting.
And the only reason we get to the right reasons for doing things is through the power of God and the Holy Spirit in our lives teaching us. For instance, I struggle with this sometimes. What I struggle with is, do I do what I do in television and radio and ministry? Do I do it because I think that's what's required of me and I'm doing it because of myself? Mm-hmm. Or I'm doing it because God is leading me mm-hmm. and teaching me, this is what you have, this is what I want you to do, this is your will. Mm-hmm. I want you to glorify me, mm-hmm. not glorify yourself. So how do you know that the things you do are for the, like exercise, how do you know you exercise for the glory of God and not for the glory of Charles Mills? Mm-hmm. Or eat right. How do you mm-hmm. eat right for the glory, you know? And the only way you can do that is stay plugged into the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me to do things for the right reason. And if I'm not, please show me and change my heart. Every single day, you have to commit to that. And that's why this relationship with our Savior is such a key into not only understanding deceptions, but making sure you're not part of a deception, even so subtly that you don't even know it. Some people do the right things, Charles, and they're deceived and they think they're doing it for the right reasons, mm-hmm. but they're doing the right things for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A very mm-hmm. subtle deception. Yes, and this world is, the evil one is excellent at deceptions.
You know, when it comes to health, the good news is that if you do your exercising and if you do your eating right to the glory of God, you're going to look better.
Right.
You're going to have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have both of those things addressed
right.
as long as you follow God's standard.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people that do it to glorify themselves.
That's right.
That's the wrong reason. And I got a question for you, Charles. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of people ask me questions about other healers that are out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people out there on the radio and television that are teaching some great things. Mm-hmm. But 95% truth, would you accept that?
I certainly would not, because that 5% left over can absolutely destroy the 95%.
95% truth is still a deception.
That's right.
So you look at some of these ingredients in foods, 95% of it's good,
yeah.
and then 5% is a surprise, you know?
If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
And then the same with different people out there. 95% of what people say can sound good.
Yes.
But if they throw in 5% of deception,
yes.
then you say, wait a second.
Yeah.
This is another subtle deception. I have to be very careful with this in my life. Mm-hmm. So people have to really test things with scriptures. And I'm glad that this ministry, the one that you're involved with, that I'm involved with, we want to be a little bit different. We want to point to the great physician as the one with the answers,
yes.
not us.
Yes.
Go to him for the answers. Look in the scriptures. Not everything that I say, hopefully I try to give people good advice, but they have to go to the scriptures to learn how they're being deceived. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't only, it happens with health, it happens with relationships. People are even being deceived about the God they worship.
That's right.
It's incredible,
right.
the deceptions yeah. that are out there.
I'm going to assume here, and we'll do this as we wrap up our show for today, I'm assuming then that what we hear in the media may not always be what is the truth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And media can be a very powerful thing, or it can be a deadly thing. Because people that are fed stuff all the time, mm-hmm. sooner or later, you know, these neural pathways, they just accept it. They don't even question what's going on in this world. They just accept their lives. They accept their relationships. They accept their jobs. They accept their diets. And sooner or later, though, sometimes God will come knocking on your door. And it might be through a health crisis. It might be through a personal crisis. But when he knocks, that's when we have to be prepared to let him in so he can get at the healing that needs to be done.
Mm. And we need to learn how to recognize the knock. Because
yes.
I think the devil probably is very happy to do some knocking
yes.
on his own.
Yes, yes, yes. And these deceptions are out there all along.
Yeah.
And I think the key is for people to think.
Yes.
Use your brain and think. And then when you look at things in your life, include God in these things.
Yeah.
Listen, God, listen, Jesus, I can't figure this out on my own. Please help me. And he's going to send you back to the scriptures to look at these things to help find the answers. And he's faithful to bring us through to the truth.
You know, I believe very, very strongly that there are people listening to this program right now who have been sent by God to hear what we're saying.
Right. Just to think about it. And yeah. I hope in our next program we can even talk about more deceptions.
We are going to do that. More deceptions to come, because we don't want to be lied to. We want to live lives that are built on a standard that will take us not only through this life, but in the life to come. And that's very, very important. We are going to be talking more about these deceptions in our next program. I'm so glad, listener, that you have tuned in today. And I hope that something that Dr. Markham has said has touched your heart and that you can start making some changes that will bring you much more health, much more happiness, and much more longevity into your life. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.